This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us in freetalklive.com. And again, the number 1-800-259-9231. Here's the story, I promise, in Saturday night. Douglas Maupin, this from DallasNews.com. Douglas Maupin was held at the Collin County Detention Facility for 83 days on a warrant for failure to appear for jury duty. During those days of legal purgatory, he said he was unable to hire a lawyer, post bail, or even get a clear explanation of what type of charge he was being held on.
Now, 83 days for not...
That's correct.
Responding to a jury summon?
For failure to appear for jury duty. And compare and contrast this to our friend Sam, who is currently in a jail cell. I had the chance to speak with him again today. He's doing all right. He's now on a water-only fast, as you may know if you've been listening.
Like the fourth day of that, right?
I think something like that, yeah. He initially was on a milk and carnation instant breakfast only. He would take a third a pack of a carnation instant breakfast, mix it in with some milk, so he'd get a little bit of nutrition, a little bit of vitamins. He was on that for the entire time he'd been there since April 13 in jail when he was arrested for recording with a video camera in a allegedly public court lobby and then held for not giving his name. Held without trial indefinitely for not giving his name. He was on a milk/carnation instant breakfast fast, and then after he got the news that essentially the Supreme Court was kind of screwing around with his writ of habeas corpus, he went ahead and upped that to a full water-only fast. He is taking a vitamin, I believe, with the water, but that is all he's got going right now. He says he's got a little bit of fat left on him, but that there's not much left.
I'm really worried. I mean, it's not good to go without food for that period of time.
Four
days, 5 days at this point without any kind of sustenance. I'm very worried about him.
After a month,
there's nothing I can do about him.
Yeah.
But the court is acting, and from what I can tell, in an illegal fashion. And they just do what they want. But I just don't understand. This is what leaves me so flat-footed. I get that the bureaucrats do whatever the bureaucrats want to do.
Yes.
What are the reporters thinking? Why isn't there a story on this guy in America who's being held on a essentially illegally because they had to make something up?
There may be something here sometime this week in the Boston Globe, but it may not be a focused story on Sam. It may just be a general story about some of the activism out here. A Boston Globe reporter was here on Friday of last week, so that's a good sign. I don't know what to expect.
I called the Wall Street Journal reporter that I know today.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this. I wasn't that involved in the activism for Sam here early on, but I just can't believe what's going on. I'm so stupefied.
Well, I got one response out of my list of over 550 radio people. I mean, a lot of these folks are good people.
It just doesn't understand.
People aren't biting on this.
I don't know what there is about this story that's not working, but it's not working.
Well, I should give you a little bit of good news. The Keene Sentinel, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, so the local newspaper, did come out to interview Sam today at the jail. So it does appear that there's an article specifically about Sam in the works at the Sentinel, but it's taken a month. It's taken a month for the local paper to do any significant level of reporting on this event. They did report his initial arrest when that happened several weeks ago.
It did make the front page.
It wasn't just Sam, though. It was also the six other arrests, and it was just generally that event that made the front page. So there hasn't, to this point, there has not been a mainstream news article about Sam at all. And from what I saw, at least from my observations, and you can go to freesamdodson.com to take a look at pretty much all of the whatever's on the internet about Sam has kind of been cataloged over there at freesamdodson.com. Also, sam.jailedactivist.info, another great site to keep up to date. And, of course, freekeen.com is where Sam is posting his blog post from jail. But what I want you to do is compare and contrast here what has happened to our friend Sam, who is now in jail on his fifth week behind bars, for not giving his name. That's their alleged reason for keeping him there, is that, well, he hasn't paid the $10,000 bail, or if he'd just give us his legal name, we'd let him go, even though they already know what his legal name is. So it's clearly
an obedience thing. They've already researched this. It's not like there's not precedent, and here in the United States, precedent is law. There's plenty of precedent for people being sentenced with, you know, without giving their name. And if they've been, you know, found out, it's not like they need their, they need his name. Sentence him, put his body
his
in
obedience.
Whatever. Yeah, that's what they want.
They need
they
his
want
obedience.
To be right. They want to be. They want to break his will, and that's not the point of this.
But
if he did something wrong, if he did something illegal, he should be punished in whatever fashion he should be punished for, not given some kind of indeterminate amount of time till you tell us your name, young man.
That's exactly what's happening here. Now look at that compared to this man in Collin County, DallasNews.com. The guy in for 83 days for failure to appear for jury duty is far more obedient than Sam. This guy wanted to post bail. This guy wanted to hire a lawyer. Sam didn't want to hire a lawyer. He's got Ivy helping him. She's not really a lawyer. She's more of like a consultant. She's just a friend of ours, and she's doing a great job, by the way. But Sam didn't want a lawyer. He didn't want to post bail. And just as an example of even if you are obedient to these folks, it's still a coin flip as to how they treat you, and it's most likely going to land on a crap side. Because these bureaucrats have no incentive to treat you nice and to be respectful toward you. So his case was finally handled Friday afternoon, a few hours after a judge heard from the Dallas Morning News about his situation. Oh, funny how that is, huh? So this man sat in jail for 83 days until finally the Dallas Morning News contacts the judge in the case, and then all of a sudden the hearing is scheduled. He shouldn't have spent that much time. This is unacceptable, said the district judge Chris Oldner, who returned to the courthouse late Friday specifically to handle the case of Maupin. He left his house and went into the darn courthouse so he could deal with this after the newspaper contacted him.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yep.
Sure.
He said, I don't know why the process failed to notify us. Victim Maupin, age 34, who recently lived in Allen, was taken in on a six-year-old jury duty warrant. 6 years old. It had been 6 years since this guy did not show up for jury duty. After he was stopped for speeding in a 45 mile per hour zone, he was going 65. He was then taken to the Collin County Detention Facility, where he had spent the next 36 hours sitting in a plastic chair or on a plastic chair waiting for a bond hearing. A video conference with a municipal judge set a $1,500 bond, which required the full amount in cash, according to court documents. Maupin, a masonry contractor, says he didn't have the money, and his friends and family couldn't afford to help him. My mother knows I'm here, but she's on partial disability and a small income, he said during a jailhouse interview early Friday afternoon. He also said it was hard to reach his friends because all of them have cell phones and therefore can't receive collect calls from a jail.
According to Arbitron, 20% of the population, and obviously that's much higher in the...
The younger you go, the more likely this is.
20% of the population do not have a landline.
I believe it. When asked why Maupin was being held so long, John Norton, a Collin County Sheriff's Department spokesman, said, we hold him until he posts bond or a judge says release him.
That's really what they do. That's what a sheriff does. That's crazy.
What about the right to a speedy trial? What about all the
others? What's the sheriff supposed to do? To me, a sheriff should be looking into this and go arrest somebody who doesn't give him a speedy trial.
Yeah.
There should be someone to arrest in that
case.
That's
why you should run for sheriff, Mark. That's the kind of attitude I could get behind as a candidate.
Well, it seems to me there's a crime committed.
They never investigate themselves. They virtually never investigate their own crimes.
The sheriff's department isn't supposed to be investigating itself. There should be organization for that. That's what the high sheriff is for. But a sheriff department should be investigating other agencies in the criminal justice arena. And it seems to me when you've been holding somebody for 83 days for some minor little offense that's 6 years old and they haven't even had an arraignment or anything,
jury duty.
It's time to arrest a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Then we'll find. I'll bet you. Wham! The system kicks right into gear.
Oh
then.
Yeah, they'll get all kinds of on the ball as far as making sure people get what they need to get taken care of.
I mean, I think if I were the sheriff in that case, I'd probably arrest that bureaucrat on Friday afternoon too.
So they could stay a weekend in jail.
83 days.
That's what they do to us. They arrest us on Friday afternoon, so we can stay the weekend in jail because you don't get a hearing until Monday. But there's more to the story, right? It was 6 years. 6 years had passed since this man had not shown up for jury duty. So you must be asking yourself, well, why? Why didn't he show up for jury duty?
I'm not asking myself at all. Nobody wants to go to jury. Generally, people do not want to go to jury duty.
Well, I think it's generally a good idea because if you love freedom, if you sit on a jury, you can use jury nullification and you can nullify bad laws as part of a jury. I'm sure he didn't know that. Most Americans don't know that. But what was his reason? Well, we'll find out here in moments. 800-259-9231. I expect it's a fairly common one. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable books, magazines, radio shows for your iPod and MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. I was just over there last night looking around, and they've got John Grisham's The Associate, which I have recently read, and it's a very good book. So audiblepodcast.com/FTL if you want to get that for free.
All right, so let's continue with this outrageous story about a man.
This is incredible. You can't, you couldn't write this story in fiction and people would believe it. It's just as this is incredible.
83 days is what Douglas Maupin spent sitting in Collin County Detention Facility in Texas. DallasNews.com is reporting after he was arrested on a 6-year-old jury duty warrant. That's right, he didn't show up for jury duty, and that's right, they will initiate a warrant against your butt if you don't go to this thing. This is
not every time.
This is a draft. You don't think every time, Mark? You think that sometimes they'll just forget about it? That's a crime, man. You know how they are about their crimes. This is a crime against the state not showing up for jury duty.
It's crazy.
And so if you don't should go to jury duty without an if you haven't set up an excuse or used their system to get out of jury duty, you are risking them pulling you over or coming to your home and raiding your house and taking you and putting you in a cage. That's what they did to this guy. Don't think for a moment that they wouldn't do it to you, too. So here's the rest of his story. So you have to ask yourself, well, why didn't he show up? What was the reason? Turns out, while wearing an orange jumpsuit and talking by phone from behind a glass partition at the jail, Maupin said that the notice of the original summons and contempt hearing back in 2003 was sent to his parents' home. That's why he didn't show up. I understand I'm partially responsible, but I just want to have my day in court, he said during the interview. I do know that I have the right to due process and a speedy trial, and I've had neither. It's not right. Of course, he is correct about
that. Not right, but I can't believe that he's like, I'm partially responsible.
It's a typical slave mentality, right? I mean, the mentality of, well...
I'm sorry, master. I'll do better the next time. I promise.
Master's angry at me, so I should humble myself before him to show him how I intended to be obedient. Oh, I would have been obedient had you just sent the damn documents to the right house. I guess you could say that... when the government demands that you update your address with them, this is one of the reasons they demand that, so they don't come and destroy your life on a whim like this.
If you just updated your address with us, you wouldn't have spent those 83 days in jail, son.
It's crazy. He said at one point he had asked for a form to try to get a public defender, but he was told by a clerk that he couldn't have one because he was a civil case, even though the court's website identifies the case as a felony.
Well, if he was a, hold on. If he was a civil case, don't you think the clerk would have likely said, I mean, they can't possibly be giving this answer out too often. What? He's not supposed to be in prison in jail if for a civil case.
Right.
You don't go to jail for civil cases.
Well, you don't get the best information from your jailers when you're in there. They'll just tell you what they want to tell you. Some of them might be honest with you.
Hokey smokes.
He said at one point he had asked for that form. He also said that that released inmates wrote to him and told him they had tried to tell the court of his situation but were ignored. So he wrote a letter, postmarked April 30th, to the DMN problem solver column at the News. The letter was received on Thursday. I have been given conflicting pieces of information about my case, he wrote. Also, I've been denied representation. There's still no court date set, and I'm becoming quite concerned. My situation has become critical. Maupin wrote that because of his time in jail, he lost his rental home, his car, and his dog.
Everything in the home is likely gone. Okay, he lost his home, his car, and his dog. Think about your situation right now. When you take away home,
everything,
all the things in it, car, all the things in it,
and your dog,
what do you have left?
Nothing.
He's lost everything over this.
This is our system. This is the best system in the world, right? Who could look at a story like this, or who could look at Sam's case, or any of the other myriad of peaceful people that have been put behind prison cell bars in this country, and look at that and say, yeah, this country's great.
This is acceptable.
Who could?
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, the United States jails more of its own people than any other country in the world. And that includes a country like China, which has way more people and is supposedly a communist regime, and yet the United States leads the world in incarcerating its citizens.
And I don't mean to say that there isn't anybody who could say those things. There are people that say those things, and we hear them every week on the local talk show.
We live in the freest country in the
world. Yeah, they parrot off the same old phrases, and then when you try to nail them down on it, and you say, well, wait a minute, you know, first they came for the so-and-so, and then they came for, how do you know they're not going to come after you next? This guy might have been a totally law-abiding individual. This guy might have seen himself, and we don't know, we don't have him on the line with us, but he may have seen himself as somebody who's an upstanding citizen, somebody who obeyed the law as they perceived it and did everything they believed was right and never harmed another person and believed and might have even touted those same lines about how this is the greatest country and all of that nonsense. And then all of a sudden, 83 days in jail, pulled over on the side of the road, you're in a jail cell because you didn't go to jury duty because they sent the documents to the wrong place because you didn't update the address or whatever the bureaucratic snafu was that ended up resulting in that happening to you. So even those people who stand and they say, well, that's because they broke the law and this is a nation of laws and I'm a law-abiding citizen and I don't have to worry because I'm not a lawbreaker and so things like this won't happen to me. Just you wait. Just give them enough time. Eventually, they're going to make their way around either you or somebody who is close to you. And they're going to get somebody that you know in their clutches, and then you're going to be helpless to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Don't think it can't happen to you. This guy probably didn't think it was going to happen to him. 1-800-259-9231. So he says that he lost everything. Indeed, he's homeless. He says, I find myself homeless with no job and vehicle repossession, along with the loss of all my personal possessions and my beloved dog, Daisy. In the interview, he said he wasn't sure what happened to his dog or where his possessions are. How could he? He's been in jail for 83 days, and he can't talk to anybody. Aside from not appearing for jury duty, Maupin also had 7 charges of failing to pay tolls with fines of $2,236. 5 of those cases were canceled by the court on March 5th. The remaining 2 were finally dropped for time served on April 17th. An examination of Maupin's case indicates several reasons why he might have fallen through the cracks. The judge who signed the original 2003 warrant has since retired, and while the case was assigned to the court of the judge who replaced him,
Judges retire all the time.
Yes. Well, get this. While the case was assigned to the court of the judge who replaced him, it wasn't that court's responsibility?
Because it was a civil case?
It sounds to me like it was because it was the other judge's responsibility and not the one that's not the new judge.
It sounds to me like it was a civil case and like he just got sent to a criminal, was falsely assigned to a criminal judge as a criminal case, and that really screwed things up.
Judge Oldner said that as the administrative judge, the case was his, but he had no idea that Maupin was in the detention facility. So bureaucratic bungling here is mostly to blame, it seems.
It's crazy.
And when they screw up, it's your life that gets ruined.
Right. This guy gets no compensation, nothing. And none of these bureaucrats go to jail.
And all of us have to keep paying for this system, or else we'll go to jail too. Free Talk Live, you take control of your airwaves, bring up anything.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9%
0.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free on the site, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen. .freetalklive.com. And are you facing a debt crisis? Debt Crisis Solutions guarantees they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. They are your debt crisis consultants. The bankruptcy laws have changed, and you need debtcrisissolutions.com. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 for debtcrisissolutions.com.
You know, when you're in this situation of, being so underwater as far as your debts go, you need somebody to help you, give you advice in these circumstances. Should I file bankruptcy? Should I respond in this way to a lawsuit? Should I be paying my house payment instead of my car payment or my credit card payments, and whatever they give that kind of advice.
So we are still in the midst of this story here from DallasNews.com about a man who was arrested as he was pulled over for a speeding violation. He was arrested because 6 years earlier he hadn't shown up to jury duty. And what had happened was the bureaucrats had sent the paperwork to the wrong address, to his parents' house. He never got the information.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
And they went ahead and threw him in a jail cell for 80-plus days. In the midst of that process, one of the judges that was involved in the case retired, and the judge who took the new case over was not apprised of the information appropriately. And so he didn't know. He claimed that he didn't know that this man was sitting in a jail cell. Otherwise, he would have done something. He would have done something about it.
You get the impression the guy ran out of his house to go take care of it.
It was after the news called him to say, hey, what's up,
crazy,
Judge?
It's crazy, though. I mean, this is a crazy case. Anybody would call this a nutty case. A guy being in jail for 83 days.
No, they wouldn't. You'd be surprised, Mark. I bet you if this were one of our activists and we posted this up at freekeen.com, it would be just a matter of hours before somebody commented and said, well, it's your fault for not letting the government know where you lived and not obeying all the laws completely. If you'd been a completely law-abiding
citizen...
If it
was one of your activists, understood. The fact is there are people arrayed against us here in
I'm just saying there's always somebody who's going to stand up for the you're not obeying the law, and so you get what you get, which is whatever arbitrary amount of time they want to put you in a prison cell, apparently. So this one judge said he came across the information finally after the news media contacted him to get comment on the case. That's when he decided to do what he could to get this man out, which apparently was a relatively quick process. Once the judge says let him out, the jailers will let him out really fast. Judge Oldner said that he had no idea he was in the facility. He said that Maupin should have been allowed to apply for a public defender. While the case wouldn't have qualified, it would have at least put Maupin on the court's radar. He says, I'm disappointed this has happened, and I'm going to investigate. The judge said cases like this are rare, and if people are arrested, they're usually held only for a matter of days. They're only in prison for a few days of their life, not 83. It's still, they're still stealing your life from you, whatever.
Just less of it.
The judge said, and I wonder what liability they have for this. Could this guy go after them? Could he go after them for unjust imprisonment?
They have to be. He has to be. I don't know what...
He should.
It's the nuttiest thing.
I know that Sam is talking about going after these bureaucrats here that are holding him in a big way, possibly. I mean, if he has success, it could set him up for the rest of his life. He goes on to say here that that late Friday, Maupin still had two outstanding warrants for speeding ticket and driving with no insurance, but police spokes bureaucrat said a municipal judge had signed off on allowing him to be released for the time served. Now, hopefully they'll put the paperwork through correctly and not screw it up to where they've let this guy out and then arrest him again immediately thereafter or shortly thereafter for, whatever other minor offense and say, oh, well, looks like you still have some warrants out for you. You're going back in, buddy. Because we know that the bureaucrats aren't so great at getting their T's crossed and their I's dotted correctly. And usually when that happens, when a paperwork snafu happens, it's you that ends up in a jail cell.
They don't.
Nope. The Arlington police, average cost of $69.70 per day for a Collin County inmate. The mistakes involving Maupin's case cost county taxpayers roughly $5,785. But the Garland native says it's cost him far more. After a while, he says, I realize this is about more than just me. If it can happen to me, it might happen to anyone. And he's absolutely right.
Absolutely true.
But it's unfortunate that it has to happen to you before you come to that realization. Now, it doesn't have to happen that way, but it seems like for most people, that's how it happens. Like, they just go through their life in this, with the rose-colored glasses on, as you might have seen over at Dale's AnarchyInYourHead.com recently, wearing the rose-colored glasses, pretending like they live in a free country, pretending like everything is just peachy keen, and then all of a sudden, they end up behind bars, and they can't figure out what the hell went on. What?
I mean, first off, nobody should ever be put in jail at all. They have any kind of criminal proceedings or any proceedings at all brought against them for not showing up for a jury.
How about not having a victim? I mean, involved in a crime.
Then these justice organizations who draft these people for the juries would maybe have to provide commensurate pay for what they've got going on there. I know it's a radical idea. It's different than what we do, but...
You mean not $15 a day or whatever they're getting?
Give people some money so they want to do it. I mean, I'd be motivated, darn motivated, if I, imagine me 10 years ago. I'd be darn motivated to go to a jury if I thought I was going to get $200 a day or something like that. Suddenly, taking off from work today doesn't sound like such a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and, of course, then they'd have to be judicious about who they actually prosecute, because if people started taking cases to trial, it would bankrupt the system pretty quick.
Well, that's on criminal cases, but on civil cases, then with a loser pays situation, on the judicial side, I think that people should only be able criminal cases should pretty much be handled by a party that says, well, I'm charging him with assault, so then in that case, well, then the loser you know, the loser has to pay, and they'd have to pay this jury. Of, you know, whomever. I think that at that point, people could decide amongst themselves how big of a jury they need, rather than it having to be 12 people.
Maybe they could send to less.
Yeah, way fewer. Fewer. You know, they could decide, well, let's see, let's go with 4 jurors. What do you think? 5 jurors? What do you think? Something.
Toll-free number.
There's just no room for competition here because they're using the force of government.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. So, yes, it can happen to you. And if you don't do anything to stand up for those who it is happening to, then don't be surprised when no one's left to stand up for you when it's your turn.
But don't be surprised. I mean, you get what you put out in the universe, as it were.
Yeah.
And if you don't care about somebody else, why should they care about you?
That's why we're gathering here in New Hampshire. One of the reasons why activists are coming to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, because this is where the support network is. This is where people have your back. This is where people are, in the case of Sam, our friend who is in jail right now, just as an example, this poor guy that we were talking about, the 83 days, he went to jail for 83 days. He gets out. He's got no apartment. His car is gone. His dog is gone. He has nothing left. He's got to start over from, you know, minus zero. Whereas Sam, he's got a whole network of people that are outside not only sending him letters, but Julia's brother has moved in to a room in his home, and he's taking care of his cat. And his cat's kind of mean, but he's doing it anyway. And of course, Ivy has been helping out on the outside with legal matters, and a lot of support is coming in from the outside as far as letters and things like that. Visits to the jail, helping him keep his spirits up. So I cut a check to his landlord a couple weeks ago to make sure his rent was paid, so he doesn't lose his house. So there's people that will handle these things on the outside here, but you don't have that anywhere else. I wish you did. I wish there was a big support network around the country for people to help one another out with these things. But usually when you're in the system like that, you're going it alone. And you're lucky if mom is coming to see you.
That's it.
So 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come here tonight, an update on the Mark Emery situation. We haven't talked about Mark Emery in a little while. He is one of America's most wanted. And I don't mean when I say America, I mean the U.S. federal government. They won him because he was running a marijuana seed sales operation in Canada. And they want Canada to extradite him to the United States so he can spend the rest of his life in prison. And we'll get to that case here in moments. 800-259-9231. Also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they're free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. We will continue here taking your phone calls. Oh, and by the way, if you want to support the show, want to get behind Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting out more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and join up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We continue here taking your phone calls about anything. It's Dana in Texas. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to make a quick comment first about the guy in jail in Collin County here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of things going on here. All the counties are in severe financial trouble, the majority of them, in this Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they're all going back and pulling up old traffic tickets and everything else and bringing them current. So that's probably what generated them getting a hold of this. Now, Texas has been notoriously famous for locking people up without adequate evidence or false imprisonment based on not doing the research. And Texas leads the nation in state jails. They just released a whole bunch in the last 2 years based on DNA evidence where a lot of people were, men were locked up for sexual assault. And they passed legislature for every year these guys have been locked up. They're going to give them $80,000.
Holy cow.
Now, based on that, there should be some kind of recognition for this type of treatment in a dollar value. You might set presidents. You might get a gung-ho new attorney out there that wants to make a name for himself and be interested in representing this guy and trying to get him compensated justly for his injustice. Confinement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two other things that I had wanted to call to begin with. Number one, I want your listeners to be made aware that I learned the hard lesson myself. When you go buy those digital boxes that the government has sent you, those credit card looking coupons for $40 a piece to take off the price, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, this is for the over-the-air receivers
right,
for the
right.
HDTV?
Right, to go from analog to the new one that they postponed till June the 12th now.
Mm-hmm.
They need to make sure the receipt, they buy it from a place where the receipt is not going to expire in 90 days. Target is one that does that. And if your converter box breaks down after 90 days, you're SOL. Because the government will not give you another $40 coupon. And Target will not honor that as a refund, even though it's manufacturer faulty equipment. So you need to pay attention and make sure when you buy these that you get a place like Walmart or someplace where they do not have a receipt expiration.
What kind of information is, have you gone through this process yourself, Dana?
Yes, yes.
What kind of information do you have to give up?
Target. Pardon?
What kind of information do you have to give up to the government to get this coupon?
You can do it online. It's just your name, your address, and pretty much, I think, a phone number. And believe me, they keep tabs. Even if you don't get yours in the mail, I remember hearing about a lady about a year ago or 6 months ago that didn't get hers in the mail, and they wouldn't even void her first one and reissue. So you get two max per house one time, and that's all you get. So be careful when you buy those to make sure you're not buying it at a place where that receipt's going to expire in 90 days.
Or better yet, just use it as an opportunity to stop watching television. That's what I would do.
You could do that, yeah. And the other thing I wanted to share with the listeners is, and I heard this on early morning news, nationwide news, Monday of last week on TV. You know, us Social Security people got a 5.8 cost of living adjustment this January, and that's the biggest one we've had for Social Security people since back in the 80s. Now, this news announcement Monday of last week on national news on TV said that people on Social Security, SSI, whatever, you're not going to get a cost of living increase for 2010 or 2011, even though our Medicare costs, monthly premiums, may go up. They're not. So we're going to have to live on this 5.8% increase for
That's what happens when you plan
years.
Your retirement based on what the government promises you.
The government's going broke.
Right. They will screw
terms
of the agreement.
They wouldn't be going broke if somebody would have guts enough to demand that our congressional people replace all of the Social Security money that was put in by all of us baby boomers that they stole for over 20 years.
But how are they going to replace it? It's already been spent. The only way for them to replace it is to steal more money.
They have IOUs in there. Well, Obama's printing money. Can't he pump up
that
Social Security
you're
fund
advocating
and replace
theft now,
everything
Dana.
That's been stolen?
Well, I think that if they're going to print money, that the place to put that money is for debts like Social Security.
Well, as opposed to the war
Absolutely.
Or something. Sure, I understand that. Thank you, Dana, for the call tonight. But advocating theft to solve theft as a problem, I think, is problematic in itself.
I can understand. This is frustrating stuff. If you paid into this thing your whole life, you have the expectation that they're going to give you the money that they say they're going to give you. And
stop now. Stop having that expectation. Stop expecting them to honor their agreements. They're a criminal gang. Whether it's your local, federal, state, or your county governments, whatever, these are criminal enterprises. They, you know, it may be the money train may be rolling through right now, and you may be cashing in on some government welfare program, and may you live in the good life. But the next month or whenever they decide, they could change the rules completely, and they could say, oh, we've determined you no longer qualify, or we've determined we're no longer going to give you your cost of living increases. We'll do whatever we want, and you'll deal with it, peon.
Specifically what she was talking about, though, and I haven't done the fact-checking on it, but the fact that they're not going to be giving a cost of living increase over the next couple of years, coupled with the fact that they're printing a lot of money now, seems to indicate to me that they don't, you know, the government doesn't want to put any more strain on Social Security or Medicare than they have to. And since they roughly base cost of living on inflation, because that's what drives up the cost of living, it seems to indicate to me they have an idea that we're headed for something of an inflationary period. And I know, that's my guess. I know people are saying, well, we missed the inflation, we haven't seen it yet. But to me, when you look at the amount of money they're printing, it seems to me it's going to come to roost at some point.
It has to.
Well,
it comes
since
down
it's
eventually.
The world reserve currency and the other nations are buying it, then it has a long way to disseminate. It has to go all the way around the planet, and that takes a while to
right.
happen.
And there is deleveraging, which basically means they're lending a lot of money to banks that aren't lending it back out yet. But
That's all probably well and true. The the inflation, it's coming. Just give them time.
And over time, I mean, it's unavoidable over time. Even if we don't see hyperinflation, inflation steadily eats away at the value of your savings. It has for the last 100 years, and it will as long as we continue to have central banking.
But even so, you're better off saving for your own retirement than expecting the government to do it for you and then crying about it when the government changes their rules on you midstream. They have that ability. It's one of those so-called contracts where the agency you're contracting with has the ability to change the terms at any time and essentially run away with your money if they want to. The only reason they don't is because, well, they have some level of an image to uphold, but they, as they get more desperate, they will care less and less about that image, and you'll be kicked to the curb. So, please, if you're planning for your retirement, do not plan based on what the government is going to be paying you. You need to be able to be self-sufficient completely, and if you can't handle that, then you are at their whims. Do you want to be at their whim? 1-800-259-9231. Quick update here on the Mark Emery case from Drug War Chronicle at StopTheDrugWar.org. After striking a deal with federal prosecutors, two employees of erstwhile Vancouver pot seed entrepreneur, continuing marijuana legalization activist, and Cannabis Culture magazine publisher Mark Emery, I might add, he and his lovely wife are listeners to Free Talk Live. I don't know how often they listen, but Jody is on our Shrine of Female Listeners. And he's also a hero, in my opinion. He pleaded guilty, or not, he did not, excuse me, the two employees of his pleaded guilty in federal court in Seattle last Friday to conspiracy to manufacture marijuana. They will be formally sentenced on June 17th. Along with Emery, employees Michelle Rainey and Gregory Williams became known as the BC3 after they were indicted by a federal grand jury in Seattle on distribution charges because of Emery's seed sales enterprise. Government bureaucrats in Canada, where marijuana seed distribution is of ambiguous legal status, knew of Emery's business for years, but failed to act harshly against him or his employees. Rainey and Williams accepted the guilty pleas on the condition they be sentenced to 2 years probation to be served in Canada. So seems like it was, as far as what they were looking at originally and what they ended up getting, it's certainly a preferable situation. If they're not going to actually be going behind bars, I'm sure they're happy about that.
Yeah.
The gang members are not doing their worst in this case, but it's still up in the air as to what is happening with Emery. Not sure exactly what's going to end up happening to him, unfortunately. So I think they still want him.
He's still in Canada, right?
No, he is still in Canada. No extradition yet, which is good. His fate remains unclear, and he continues to fight the extradition. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Reading Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.